Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So once again, I'm sitting here, and I've got Ryan with me again. How's it going?
It's going well, yeah. It's introduced a new guy who's never been to a board game convention before ever, so that was
fun.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So you just blew his mind, right?
Yep. he's jaws on the floor, so.
So what game are we going to be talking about now?
Isle of Monsters by, I think it was a Mayhem game.
Okay. So tell me something good about Isle of Monsters.
The art's incredible. It grabbed my eye even from the box, and as soon as it came out, the whole thing was just really well designed from a artistic standpoint. Very well done art.
Okay. Is there anything bad that you can say about it?
Yeah, we couldn't really figure out how to play it. and I'm not saying we're smart, but we're not dumb, and we play a lot of games, and we were really struggling. For one thing it said in the rules was, you know, keep your scare tokens face down, and the scare tokens are the same print on both sides. So that kind of inconsistency starts raising red flags, and you know, I'm sure it's probably a great game once you figure out the wrinkles, but the wrinkles threw us off our game. So.
Okay. Oh, well. So what's something other than that you can say about
Island Monsters? That it's tackling the kind of breeding monster, breeding animal kind of approach. Like, that's not always done very very well in board games, and I mean, art's great. The attempt is great. It's probably a good game once you figure out kind of the hiccups in it. We just didn't have the patience for the hiccups, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, cool. Well, thanks for sitting down and talking with me about Isle of Monsters this time.
Sure, my pleasure.
And we're back again, and guess what? We're talking with Joe.
Thumbs up.
Joe, you're a regular on the on this right now.
Yeah, I actually took a big list, and now it's time for my first negative.
All right. So what is this game we're going to be talking about right now?
So Isle of Monsters.
Okay.
I was told some people like it. Mm-hmm. We went and opened it, and I will so go through it the good, just to be fair.
Okay.
It's a very pretty game. I mean, it's got nice cartoony-ish pictures of monsters. This would be appropriate for kids. It would. It'd be okay. It looks all right. There's nothing gory. There's no severed heads and
right.
It's
not that. It's not that type.
Yeah,
of monster.
It's a kid looking game.
Okay.
The issue I had, and I have more bad to say than good, was the instructions were extremely unclear.
Okay.
I'm used to reading instructions that are written at different levels of technical writing ability. Sometimes you just need to be able to quickly write that game out.
Okay.
Funny thing was, this thing had very tight instructions, but they were still hard to understand. And one of my favorite examples of it is you have victory tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you take the tokens, and then you, like, you for whatever value they're worth, like you pick up a 3 or a 1 or whatever, and then you hide them by turning them over. And that hides them.
Okay.
Funny thing was, the tokens are double-sided with the same number on either side.
So flipping it over, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that was like, okay, that's bad. When it and it has, that's one of the way the rules are written is like that hidden information is very important to have, so not everybody has it. That was just sloppy. And the other things were like turn order wasn't obvious or what other actions you could take place, the wording.
Okay.
It was just really frustrating. So without bashing it too much, and then I have some friends that played it just recently and criticized me because they said, oh, this was easy to understand. So I have to be in full disclosure, some other friends that are hypercritical on a lot of games tried it after I complained about it, and they liked it. So full disclosure, some people will like it, and maybe
okay.
It was just written in a way they could more understand. Fair enough.
All right.
Could be me.
That's fair. You're giving us your opinion of the game, and
yep.
that's great. This is what people want to know. Well, okay, well, awesome. Well, thank you for talking with us about Isle of Monsters.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Ooh.
Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.